In North Carolina last night, a group of former Duke Hospital patients met for the first time. They're among 3,800 former patients who were operated on with improperly cleaned surgical instruments. Rose Hoban reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Several dozen people gathered in a community center to talk about problems they've had after surgery. All had been patients late last year at Durham Regional Hospital or Duke Health Raleigh. Both are facilities operated by the Duke University Health System. The patients are angry at Duke. Carol Sveck is one of the patients, and she organized the meeting.
Like all of you, on January 7th or thereabouts this year, I got my first letter from Duke. And it said that they had learned of a possible problem in the cleaning process of the surgical instruments. Well, we all know now that it wasn't a possible problem. It was a very real problem.
In a bizarre mistake, hydraulic fluid drained from elevators under repair was used in machines that clean and sterilize surgical instruments. Michael Cuff is the vice president of medical affairs at Duke. He says it wasn't just Duke's fault.
An outside elevator service company used discarded containers and drained the hydraulic fluid into those containers. They were then reclaimed by our medical supplier and put back into their stock and in their circulation.
The supplier then resent the drums to four hospitals in North Carolina. One hospital, in Winston-Salem, ran the oily fluid through their cleaners once and stopped using it when they saw the results. Despite complaints from surgeons and nurses that tools felt greasy, it took 2 months for Duke officials to identify and handle the trouble. And that's when Duke's problems really began. Again, Michael Cuff.
After communicating appropriately with the regulators, with the doctors, with the patients in that first week of January, and changing out the equipment, there wasn't any further communication with the patients until mid-June. And so although the right things may have been going on, there probably weren't adequate outlets to answer patients' questions.
This lack of communication has really angered the patients. In addition to strange symptoms such as nausea, fatigue, and slow wound healing, the patients maintain Duke officials have consistently stonewalled them. Larry Preston had vascular surgery on both legs in December. He was at last night's meeting.
They haven't been forthcoming to anybody about anything that they knew about prior to or that they know now. Anything that has been exposed as far as knowledge of this situation has been pried out of them.
After the story hit the local media this summer, Duke responded with additional patient letters. But the patient's anger has been fueled by what they say is arrogance on the part of Duke administrators. Duke officials maintain the amount of fluid involved was too small to cause problems. But patients such as Preston have experienced lingering effects, and they worry about long-term effects. Again, Larry Preston.
They basically don't know long-term any more than I do.
Duke officials now say they're willing to do follow-up studies and have established a clinic for the patients. But the patients say that may be too little, too late. For NPR News, I'm Rose Hoban in Chapel Hill.